I went off to college and I had a double major in mathematics and English. And when I came home my senior year, I was graduated and I had no idea what I was going to do. And my father took me out to lunch and he said, "What are you going to do?" And I was like, "Well, there's a part of me that wants to go get an MBA and enter in the world of finance. And there's another part of me that has thought about being a teacher, but I just don't know. I don't know if I could be a teacher." And I really was concerned that, and this is very shallow, but concerned that there was just a lack of prestige in the field and was concerned that nobody would look at me as having a real job and that people would perceive me as being a failure almost. Because I think that's where we've really put teachers these days. And it's sad. It's a sad state because really, as you hear people talk, politicians and reform effort and business and industry, they all want to make it sound like teachers are the problem. And that's not really the problem. And my father said to me at that lunch, he said, "My biggest hope for you is that you feel as if you get paid to play." And that right then, I said, "Well, Dad, I want to be a teacher."
You said that teachers are not the problem. What is the problem?
I think we have a multitude of problems at this point. First of all, people have made the Common Core and or college and career ready standards a political issue because it's a multi-billion dollar industry and everyone wants a piece of a multi-billion dollar industry. And that's just the bottom line that nobody wants to talk about. So we created these new standards, which are just great. If you're playing for the NBA, you know that every single court is going to be the same. The basketball rim is going to be at the same height, and the court has the same length and has the same width. This is your standards. Your coach is still the teacher in the classroom. She is getting to decide, or he is getting to decide, exactly how that game is played. I will say teachers are a bit fearful of how legislators are going to want to assess the standards and try to hold teachers accountable to a single test score, which has numerous problems. And I think part of this comes down to business and industry. If I own a plastic company, I put a piece of plastic in a machine and it comes out of as a lid. And if it is 0.0001 centimeters within the margin of error, within my goal, then I am successful. And they say this is measurable. So therefore, everything is measurable. So we want to measure everything with a single test score. That's not really indicative of learning. And it doesn't really take in the complex concepts that teachers try to work with every day. And it doesn't take in the complexity of context. Because if a child comes to school hungry, the test score is not necessarily their main focus that day. So teachers are fighting a lot of different struggles. And I think it gets very stressful when you say, "Well, little Johnny's test score determines whether you're effective or not." There's this idea that all kids should be at the same place at the same time. And any parent will tell you that their two children are completely different. Well, now you have a room of 30 kids that are completely different with their own unique personalities. So there's an art and science to teaching that's not necessarily respected.
Speaking of which, you mentioned before that when you were sort of at a crossroads as far as your career, it worried you that teaching was not held in the highest regard. I mean, do you think that is ultimately at the root of sort of all these big picture problems?
I don't know if it's the root of all the big picture problems, but I think the perception of what teachers do, even people jokingly will say, "Well, you have your summers off." I haven't had a summer off in 15 years. I don't know what a summer off looks like. If that's still society's idea of what it means to be a teacher, then we have some problems. It's been so interesting this year serving as Alabama Teacher of the Year. I've been invited to a lot of different meetings. And I walk in and it's been touted as a educational reform meeting. So I walk in and I'll look around and I'll be like, "Where are the teachers?" And they're like, "We don't have any." "Where are the administrators?" "Well, there aren't any." "Oh, so wait a minute. You have a group of businessmen and women sitting around talking about how you're going to reform education and you're not asking the teachers about what makes sense and reforming a career you know nothing about." And what I've learned is anybody that has attended K-12 education thinks that he or she has the solution for K-12 education. That's a bit of a problem. I don't walk into a surgeon and say, this is what I think you need to do in surgery, because I'm not a surgeon. If you don't go to your local school and ask, what are you doing? Then you don't know what education looks like today.